It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, January 15th, 2019. Today is the birthday of Irish antiquary and collector of folk tales and legends, Thomas Crofton Croker, born at Cork in 1798. For many years, he held a position at the Admiralty, where his distant relative John Wilson Croker was his superior. He devoted himself largely to the collection of ancient Irish poetry and Irish folklore. He assisted in founding the Percy Society and the Camden Society. His investigations into funeral customs, particularly the tradition of keening the deceased in a prolonged mournful wail, are among the earliest and most significant contributions to the understanding of the Irish language and its accompanying traditions. The first part of his Fairy Legends and Traditions of the South of Ireland was published in 1825. It went through 6 editions and was translated into German by the brothers Grimm in 1826. He also published Legends of the Lakes, or Sayings and Doings at Killarney, in 1829, in which he featured discussions of the music of his friend, the Irish piper James Gansey. In 1830, he married Mary Ann Nicholson, and they had one son, Francis, who followed his father's interest in the folkways of the Emerald Isle. Thomas Croker died in 1854 and is buried in Brompton Cemetery in London. Here is a sample of one of his tales, The Headless Horseman. "God speed you and a safe journey this night to you, Charlie," exclaimed the barkeeper at Ballyhooly after his good friend and good customer, Charles Culnane, turned his face homewards, with the prospect of as dreary a ride and as dark a night as ever fell upon the Black Water. Now the road from Ballyhooly to Carrick follows pretty nearly the course of the Black Water, occasionally diverging from the river and passing through the rather wild scenery nearby. But Charlie cantered on gaily, regardless of the rain, which fell in torrents. After a time the old mare had reduced her canter to a trot, and at the bottom of Kilcomer Hill Charlie's eye fell on the old walls that in former times belonged to the Templar Chapel, and the silent gloom of the ruin was broken only by the heavy rain which splashed and pattered on the gravestones. He looked up at the sky, and no sooner were his eyes lowered again than his attention was arrested by an object so extraordinary as almost to lead him to doubt his senses. The head of a white horse with short-cropped ears, large open nostrils, and immense eyes seemed rapidly to follow him. There was no body and no rider to be seen as the head advanced. Charlie's old mare was moved by this unnatural sight, and snorting violently increased her trot up the hill. The head moved forward and passed on, but suddenly Charlie was startled to find it at his side. As he turned to examine it, a most unexpected apparition presented itself. A figure whose height he estimated to be at least 8 feet was seated on a body and legs of a white horse full 18½ hands high. After the first feeling of astonishment, he endeavored to catch a sight of his companion's face, but his vision failed to carry him higher than the top of the fellow's coat. "Look again, Charlie Culnane," said a voice that seemed to proceed from under the right arm of the figure. Charlie did look again, and now in the proper place, for he clearly saw under the arm such a head as no mortal ever saw before. For the rest of the tale, you'll need to consult Croker's Fairy Legends and Traditions of the South of Ireland. Reprints are still available. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 15th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.